For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Next time an official tells you methamphetamine abuse is out of control and we need to start getting tough, consider this. In 1995, the Drug Czar's office co-sponsored the National Methamphetamine Drug Conference in Omaha, Nebraska, in response to reports of growing methamphetamine use and production in parts of the U.S. where the drug had not previously been known to be used. Then in 1996, the president signed into law the Comprehensive Methamphetamine Control Act. In 1998, the Methamphetamine Trafficking Penalty Enhancement Act became part of law as part of an omnibus appropriations bill. In 2000, the Methamphetamine Club Drug Anti-Proliferation Act became Title 36 of the Children's Health Act. In 2004, the National Alliance for Model State Drug Laws put out its Model State Chemical Control Act, which included ephedrine and pseudoephedrine in its list of regulated chemicals. The Alliance's website currently lists 36 states, which now have similar restrictions. Recent reports show that though there are fewer home meth cooks, use has not diminished. Mexican meth, particularly ice, is becoming more widely available instead. We've been waging a losing conventional drug war against methamphetamine for more than a decade. More cops, more laws, tougher penalties, yet more meth use and more failure. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh, editor of DrugWarFacts.org.
Drug dealers rule the streets, violence plagues our communities, and our children fill the prisons. And the drug war is being sold to us as the solution to these problems. But a quick look at history will show that the exact opposite is true, that the drug war is the cause of the problems and is, in fact, just the latest manifestation of the never-ending war on black people. For hundreds of years, slavery allowed those in power to treat black people with brutality and deny them justice. The Civil War ended slavery. For the next 100 years, Jim Crow allowed the powers that be to treat black people with brutality and deny them justice. The Civil Rights Movement ended Jim Crow. Now, the drug war has replaced Jim Crow, and the brutality and injustice continue. Now, I'm old enough to remember the time before the drug war, before armed gangs, crack houses, and drive-by shootings. Richard Nixon, the president who originated the drug war, remembered his history, too. He remembered when alcohol prohibition created armed gangs, speakeasies, and drive-by shootings. He knew that a violent criminal black market was the predictable outcome of prohibition. So our drug problems, the problems of prohibition, are no accident. And the drug war is no solution. The Civil War and civil rights movements have not brought about civil behavior towards black people from those in power. I don't know if anything ever will. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Phil Jackson.
Thank you, Doug. And Phil, Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.